In Papua New Guinea, thousands of people are marching through the capital this lunchtime to protest against plans they say would weaken that country's anti-corruption watchdog. The proposals are being considered by the parliament in Port Moresby today, but civil society groups and opposition MPs are urging the parliament to reject them, saying they would reduce the commission's ability to crack down on political corruption. Our Port Moresby correspondent Liam Fox has been at the protest and joins us now. Liam, authorities have been warning that today's protest could get out of control. Is there any sign of that?
No, there hasn't been any sign of that today. It was actually quite peaceful, and the reason that authorities were making those warnings is that because the last big protest that was held here in Port Moresby turned into a riot that spread right across the country. That particular protest was directed at Asians coming to the country and taking over business and employment opportunities. So police hadn't actually allowed another protest to go ahead in about a year. This has been the first since then, but it was very peaceful. Lots of police were on hand, and in fact, schools and businesses along the protest route were closed down just in anticipation.
Just who was protesting?
Civil society groups, students, there were church leaders there, but also just average citizens, mums and dads, and a lot of children as well. This issue has really caught the public's attention, and quite a lot of people are angry about it.
Now, who is driving these changes to the corruption watchdog?
Well, the head of the parliamentary committee into the Ombudsman Commission is a fellow by the name of Moses Maladina, and he's tabled these legislative amendments that will affect both the constitution concerning the Ombudsman Commission's powers and what's known as the leadership code, the code that politicians and heads of departments are supposed to follow. And some of the things that will be changed include the Ombudsman Commission's powers to direct public funds to be frozen if they suspect them they're being used for incorrect purposes. It'll put a time limit on its investigations. And one of the most important ones is that politicians and heads of departments who are found to have breached the leadership code will then not be able to be tried under criminal law, so they won't be able to be taken to court over breaches.
And does the government support the changes?
Yes, the government has supported the changes. In fact, so has the opposition, even though now they're saying they're opposed to them. Some of these changes have gone through one and two readings through Parliament, and they have been voted unanimously. I think the last vote was 83-0, though the opposition is now saying that they weren't aware of the details and that now they're opposed to it, though it might be too late for some of these amendments.
And tell us a bit more about the history of animosity between the Ombudsman and the politicians that's been driving these changes, because the Ombudsman's office was quite heavy-handed with the Prime Minister at one point, wasn't it?
That's right. The Ombudsman Commission has been quite fearless in the view of many here. It's referred the Prime Minister, Sir Michael Somare, his son, another minister, Arthur Somare, and in recent times, the Treasurer, Patrick Pruach, public prosecutor for prosecution for things like misuse of district allowances, misuse of electoral allowances, failing to submit annual returns and things like that. And also the Ombudsman Commission was heavily criticised by the Prime Minister recently after it handed down a report into the Motti affair up here.
Well, the Ombudsman's also investigated allegations of political deals and kickbacks over illegal logging. Would these changes that are being proposed prevent it from doing that in the future?
It's not quite clear. Well, as far as I know, the changes don't specify what areas it can and cannot investigate. As far as I know, those sorts of things remain untouched. But certainly the time limit of 4 years would prevent it from delving way back into the past. And the one that most people have concern about is this taking away its powers to stop to put a freeze on public funds. In the past, it's used these powers to stop money disappearing into individual bank accounts and being used for re-election campaigns.
And that vote's taking place today?
No, it's not clear what's going to happen in Parliament today. As I mentioned before, some of these amendments have gone through a number of readings already, and it seems there's still a lot of confusion around as to whether they're actually have become law yet or whether there's another reading to go. So people have been asking the architect of these changes, Moses Maladina, to withdraw them from Parliament, but he's keeping mum on that.
Liam Fox in Port Moresby, thank you.